A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was being said, what was said by Philip. When they heard it and saw the signs he was doing, for unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we continue in the book of John and the Bread of Life discourse, we see what the promise of Jesus. It's such a great promise. He says, everything the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me. So that's you and me, first of all, in our lives, that when we come to Jesus, he will not reject us. This isn't the God of the universe who says, I created you, I redeemed you, I died for you, I did everything for you, but I'm going to reject you. That isn't what God does. He says, I will never reject anyone who comes to me. So if that's what he says to us, we got to make sure that we're these type people to others. Instead of telling people how God rejects them, and there are people right now on the internet and preaching in God's name how God rejects people, and he rejects you if you don't do this, and he rejects you if you don't do that. He says, if anyone comes to Jesus, Jesus says, if you come to me, I will reject no one who comes to me. That's good news. And that's the news. If that's the promise of Jesus Christ, that's the promise we got to be proclaiming. Because too many people proclaim the condemnation in Jesus' name. Let Jesus do the condemning. Let us be bringing people to Jesus. And when they truly get to know the love of Jesus, they will do his will without us. Let's do what he wants us to do. First of all, know he doesn't reject us, and bring everyone to Jesus so that they will know that he doesn't reject them either. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.